The postal service is interesting. What a branch. Good benefits, decent pay, I assume. As far as my graduating class goes, and we won't say how long that was, 2004, there, now it's out. But yeah, 20 years ago, 20 doggone years. I'm not sure what became of most of us career-wise. I see a lot of them. They seem happy. Seem. Hopefully they are. Just because I'm down in the mud doesn't mean I need company. I recently moved back home, and I had the opportunity to re-embrace a lot of them. We don't typically get too specific about what the last 2 decades have laid out for us. Sometimes the kids at their side tell enough of that story. But there is one profession I'm sure about: the Postal Service. I should make a slight addendum: delivery drivers. I see a lot of the guys I graduated alongside in that field specifically, and it makes sense. You don't need a degree. It's steady pay with increase over time. Typically, the weekends are free and you get the ability to roam. There's no supervisor at your neck every 10 seconds. He or she may be on your phone, but that's to be expected, I suppose. I've thought about it. I tell you, in my time since that great ceremony of 2004, it's been touchy. Times with steady work, times without. I keep finding my way back to retail, I guess for the sake of routine. But now, as far as work is concerned, that's what I fear the most: routine, work, repetition. Those two R words are fine to me, just not in the context of work, not anymore. And specifically not when there are a host of superiors around. Lately, the combination of those factors have been draining the existence from me. Sad to say, but true. Now, I'm not saying I have a lot more to offer, but if I have anything, it is definitely on the other side of the wall that my work routine has provided me. And if I'm honest, I get envious. Jealous of those who can do the work and keep a positive mindset forever. Just the ideology that this is what you do on the planet. You stay alive and you stay afloat. You drive in, you clock in, shift starts, shift's over, clock out, drive home, repeat. Now that is a bleak summation, but that's what it was becoming for me. There are lots and lots of people in those settings whose days just seem fuller. They have something in them that they can just fill it. I don't know how they do it, and they keep it up. And therein lies my envy. I think once upon a time I had a modicum of that, but I lost it. That's for sure. And there's no rescue team out to find it, because they haven't been deployed, nor do I want them to be. My genuine hope is the reason that the tank is running dry, is because it's supposed to push me down a different path, for survival's sake. Because that's no longer me. That version of yours truly is past tense, and I have to accept it. I wonder if the post office is hiring. And one could do worse, right? Think of all the fun access points you have at the post office. Illegal, but fun. I gotta say, of all the professions, the one that has to rank up there with the longest list of do nots to observe, that's it. It's a governmental entity in which, for a large portion of your day, you're in the field work capacity. You're left to your own devices, and that is wild. Don't deliver to the wrong address. Don't leave any envelope or package in any vicinity where one may find, damage, or steal your delivery. Don't let anything happen to the contents of said order, and don't, under any circumstances, open someone else's mail. Man alive, that has to be tempting sometimes. You're on your normal route. Guess whose mail just came into my hands? Oh, look, it's divorce number two. The gambling addict. $20, there's a negative balance in my hands right now. Oh, look, there I go gambling. Guess I was part of the problem. Remember them screaming at me in one of their drunken hazes? I'm just gonna take a quick look, see. Boom. Fired. Unless you're discreet. I mean, let's be honest, a lot of our lost items were never really lost. They are very much found, just not by us. Oh, here's a nice heavy one. Recipient? Oh, it's my former boss who fired me under circumstances that I had nothing to do with, but I took it all the blame for it. Boy, it sure looks important. My diligence and discretion, and most importantly, My honesty sure paid dividends in that position. I have every reason in the world to uphold those morals now and make sure this package arrives safely to its recipient, despite how tremendously it backfired while under the specific recipient's employ. Yeah, fucking right. You hope that to be the case, but I don't know. Maybe there are people out there like that, but they are better men and women than I.